Oh, welcome back to Who's Talking, second half hour of the show, starting a couple of minutes late, but we really thank Jason Williford, assistant basketball coach at the University of Virginia, for joining us. Had a lot of significant input from him. We thank the callers who joined, and we continue to encourage callers to jump in at every opportunity. But for now, let's go to Frank Maloney to talk about next week's show and who we have coming up momentarily.
Well, Jim and I are very excited that next week's show will feature none other than UVA head football coach Mike London, as well as UVA basketball head coach Brian O'Connor. We're very excited that both these gentlemen
Baseball coach. So you got basketball on your mind here.
I'm sorry, too much basketball. Anyway,
it's a round ball, just a little smaller.
Anyway, we are excited to have both these gentlemen on the show. We know that they're making special arrangements to be with us just a couple of days before Christmas. So
our special Christmas Eve edition. Yeah, that's when I start shopping. You know, I got to get out of here next Wednesday night at about 7 o'clock and make sure the stores are still open. Nevertheless, no, that'll be fun. Coach London, we've talked about him and we'll continue to talk about him. Just a terrific choice by the University of Virginia. And I think he's excited to be there. And I think most of the fans are excited to have him. So, Frank, tell us about Stuart Anderson.
Well, we're excited that Stuart is going to be able to join us tonight. He played at UVA from 1977 to 81. Well known for his big smile and easy laugh. He's famous for leading the Wahoos to surprising wins at Tennessee and Georgia back in the day where that didn't seem even remotely possible. I know he's in great shape these days. He's done a lot of running. I know he talked about maybe getting a little knee surgery in the near term to sort of clean it up, but looked very good to me the last time I saw him here during football season. Stuart spent 4 years in the NFL with the Redskins and the Browns, and prior to that, having grown up over there in Matthews County, he was a former Outland Trophy candidate when he was a senior at UVA. He was involved in almost 400 tackles when he was at UVA, which seems like just an incredible number. He played a little fullback, but mostly he's well-known for defensive tackle and linebacker. And ultimately, when he went to the NFL, he played linebacker. But
Stuart, I think we've got him on the air.
Stuart, are you there?
Yes.
Stuart, we are very excited to have you on the air tonight.
And, thanks for having me.
Jim and I are thrilled that you could be with us.
Okay.
We got a range of questions for you. Number one, right off the bat, is were you surprised at how quickly UVA moved to hire Al Groh's successor?
No, I was not, because I figured that when they started losing that, you know, people were getting restless and the seats weren't being full. So I'm pretty sure they'd already had in their plans to make that move.
Stuart, how closely have you followed the program in recent years?
Well, I listen to it on the radio all the time, and I haven't got back as much as I wanted to, but now I'm going to start coming back. But I've always been concerned about Virginia.
Have you what if any exposure have you had to Mike London?
None at all. All I've seen what he's done at Richmond. I read in the Richmond Times Dispatch about him all the time, and I've seen that he won a championship last year, and that he was on the verge of doing the same thing this year.
Just one follow. Who would you like to see as defensive coordinator? You're a defensive guy. A lot of speculation relative to who that person might be. Do you have any favorites?
Well, I would like to see Jonathan Nuta because, you know, he's done well at Notre Dame and when he was at Georgia Tech. And plus, I played with him when I was there at Virginia. And, you know, I've always respected John's position as a defensive coach.
That's why I like a guy that gives you an answer. You know, he didn't give the political answer like, well, you know, I don't know if I have an opinion about this. It was right there.
He
had a name. I like that.
Well, you know, Stuart, I remember you well from our days at UVA, and I remember the outstanding defense that Virginia played at times. And tell me, what is it going to take for UVA to be, a top 20 defense, you know, in the coming years?
Well, I would like for Virginia to get more Virginia players. Plus, I know Mike has been in the business for a while, and he knows what he has to do. So I think the players would have to, you know, just look themselves in the mirror and decide whether what they're going to do on the field, because a lot of times, you know, it's all about me and they have a lot of distractions, and now they just have to put it together and decide that, hey, they want to go out there every weekend and leave it all on the field instead of saying what we could have done.
Take us back to the late 70s when you played. What was it like to be a football player at Virginia in those days?
Well, it taught you about life. It showed you that life wasn't always going to be a bed of roses, and that you had to go through adversity. And you know, but we had guys that that knew how to play, just that, you know, we didn't get it done on the field, but, you know, we knew how to play, and we were concentrated on football, and we just wanted to win. But, you know, it never happened the way that we wanted, but we always left it all on the field.
One of our followers of our show, Tom Baker, wrote me an email today. You remember Tom Baker?
Yeah, yes, I know Tom Baker.
He said he said you played with some talented guys on defense. He mentioned Keith Lee and Pat Chester and Brian Holloman.
Yes.
And he wondered, do you still keep up with some of those guys?
Well, I've talked to Keith and Pat. I haven't talked to Pat. I've talked to Keith and Brian, but I haven't talked to Pat in a while. But, you know, I talked to Jimmy Taylor, who played defense also, and I saw him at a game this past weekend down in New Kent. But I really haven't kept up with the guys that I played with.
A lot of people talk about the difference between college and professional. I know you played a few years for the Redskins and the Browns. Difference between the college game and the professional game is what?
Well, you know that this is your livelihood. You knew that if you didn't perform, that the Turk was going to come see you on Tuesday. But in college, if you went out there and performed, you knew that you want to be there. As long as you perform, you're going to be there for those 4 years. But in the NFL, it's, you know, you got 16 interviews a year, and you know that if you don't perform, that your family is going to, you know, face the repercussions of that, not performing.
Stuart, back in 1979, the Wahoos did something in those days seemed kind of shocking. They actually had a 6-5 record, a winning season.
Right.
And Coach Beswick and you and your teammates were riding high. How did that come about? And then how might Virginia relate to that going forward here to try to gain some balance and maybe get their confidence back in the next year or two?
Well, it seems to me we had a chip on our shoulder because it seemed like everybody wanted to schedule us for their homecoming. So we wanted to, you know, do something about that. And a couple of times we got them, but everybody wanted to schedule us for their homecoming.
And yeah, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
But wow. But you made Georgia and you made Tennessee pay for those for that scheduling error.
Correct.
And, you know, I remember just like it was yesterday when you guys came back from that Tennessee trip and the entire grounds, everyone that you bumped into was talking about it. And, you know, for a shining moment there, I'm sure you guys were treated pretty well.
Right. But, you know, if the same guys that we had back in 79, if they were on the field at Virginia today, they would win more games because, you know, we knew how to play and we wanted to play. And we didn't have as many distractions as the guys have today. But, you know, we wanted to play and we wanted to win for Virginia. And I'm pretty sure if they put us on the field today, we'd do the same thing. Because a lot of times, you know, I still think I can play football, knowing that I can't play.
Stuart, let me put that. It's interesting you say that. A question from a former basketball player. A lot of times I talk about kids today from a basketball standpoint that they're better athletes but not necessarily better basketball players. You sort of, through implication there, said maybe guys in your day knew the fundamentals a little better even than kids today.
Right. Well, we didn't have PlayStation, Xbox, and stuff like that. We went out there on ability alone. And now, you know, these guys, now they want to, like, self-promote. And when we were playing, it was about the team. We didn't have guys showboating. And, you know, once they scored a touchdown, they do all this dancing and stuff. We were more about playing football and doing what we had to do to try to win.
You and your teams, that you know, you had some big moments at UVA. What would you say was your favorite moment as a Cavalier football player?
Being signed by Virginia.
Oh, really?
Being signed by Virginia because, you know, it gave me an opportunity to be far away from home, but close enough in case of emergency. But I also knew that the guys that I was playing with, and I knew that, you know, we were going to turn the corner.
Right.
We didn't get it done, but, you know, my biggest moment was being signed by Virginia, meeting all the staff and faculty that was there, and still having contact with Joe Geek, Doc McHugh, and still having some friendships with a lot of the people I played with.
So, someone asked me this week to ask you, do you have any funny stories relative to Joe Geek?
Well, where do I start? But, you know, I always tell people all the time, when people say something hurts, and they say, well, it hurts when I do that. I say, well, there was a guy at UVA that told me that when it hurts, when I did that, don't do that. I always tell people, put some ice on it.
Anybody who was at Virginia in the 70s or 80s as a basketball or football player has a lot of Joe Geek stories. But a terrific guy, and I was in an event 2 weeks ago tonight for Barry Parkhill, and mm-hmm. Joe Geek was there, and he was kind of one of the masters of ceremonies. He still looks the same and is in terrific shape.
Yes,
Great guy, and a friend for all of us who were at Virginia back in those days.
Exactly.
Stuart, tell us a little bit about your family and your businesses and any activities you're involved with these days down there in Matthews County.
Well, right now I have an 11-year-old son who wants to go to UVA.
Isn't that great?
I'm an auctioneer here in the state of Virginia. I build houses also, and I go to a lot of games, and I used to coach soccer and basketball here. They want me to think about coaching football, but I'm more into if a guy comes to practice, he's going to play for me no matter, it's not about winning. Mm-hmm. It's about being a part of a team. And if you do your job and they do their job, you will win. But, you can't help somebody else until you do your job first.
Well, Stuart, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us tonight. I think we're going to go ahead and go to break now. But thanks again for being part of the show. Good luck to you. Look forward to seeing you down the road at Scott Stadium under the new Mike London era. So, fans, we'll be back in a moment after these messages with our fall sports update and, again, a preview of next week's show.